Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Bienvenue à le nouveau podcast Nerd, mon nom est Lance. And it's Monday, and we're going to talk a little bit of video games. That was French, by the way. We are celebrating Bastille Week. Bastille Day was the other day, and for our fine friends over in Paris and the rest of France, we're, you know, just celebrating prisons, I guess, is basically my thinly veiled attempt to celebrate prisons, and it's speaking French a little bit. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm quasi-fluent in French, so that makes it, you know, it's a little close to home. I know you're thinking, dude grew up middle of nowhere, Texas, speaks French and not Spanish. It's because, I don't know, I'm dumb and a rebel all at the same time. Rebel without a clue. But prisons, dungeons, things like that, they're really prominent in video games. And I want to look at a couple of really good uses of it in video games first, and then we're just going to kind of talk about it a little bit. A great game is a game called Abuse. This is a computer game that's also a phone game now. It was released originally back in 96. And you're this guy named Nick Vrenna, and you're wrongfully incarcerated in this place where they do medical experiments on the inmates. And you're like, nope, not going to do that. I'm going to bust out. And you do, and you fight mutants and all this crazy stuff. To tell you how important this game is, I mean, a lot of people haven't heard of it. It changed the way computer games were played at the time, because you use the keyboard to move and the mouse to aim, which now a lot of games do that, but at the time it was pretty revolutionary. Also, the Mac port for it was done by Bungie. Yes, like Bungie. So that should tell you something, you know, about how important and serious this game is. You can check it out. Like I said, I think it's a free download pretty much everywhere. Or there's mods and things for it, and it's really neat. Another great prison game is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent. One of the main parts of this game is you are in a jail, and you're there undercover so you can become ingrained in this terrorist organization. And just seeing the insides and how things work and things go down is really, really neat. And brought something to the Splinter Cell games. You know, Double Agent, I think, is one of the better games. Came out in 2006 on pretty much every console at the time. And you know, we kind of took what we knew about Splinter Cell and flipped it. You know, normally you're going through the shadows and everything, but here you are a prisoner and in, you know, not able to sneak around a whole lot at sometimes and forming alliances. And I don't know, I just really, really dug it. And you got to see Sam Fisher after Chaos Theory. He really had a fall from grace, and losing his daughter became, you know, just out of control. And this is him getting his life back and getting it right. And they do a phenomenal job, and I really, really dig it. I think it's great. On the flip side, instead of being an inmate, you have Prison Architect. This is a game that has sold millions and millions of copies on Steam and PlayStation and Xbox and Android and iPhone and everything. You're building a prison. There's a lot more to it than that, but you have to, you know, recruit certain people, make sure you got a good warden, good guards, good everything. Watch not only your building aspects of it, but also the monetary aspects of it. You know, you can't spend too much on one thing or too much on another, because it'll affect other things and people will be able to escape. And I think last I saw, I mean, as of right after it came out, I mean, it's grossed over $19 million. And they've released all sorts of updates for it, and they've done all sorts of things. And it's a fun little game just to kind of kill some time and see a different aspect. Like, if you don't want the SimCity style, like, that intricate, this game is, there is a lot of stuff going on, but it's not quite to that level. And that's okay. One of the best examples of a prison in a video game is the Chronicles of Riddick Escape from Butcher Bay. Now, most people put this game off when it came out back in 2004 because they thought it was a Riddick adaptation. But it's actually a prequel. And it was Vin Diesel really got his hands in there and wanted to make sure that it was accurate and that it was well-made and that it was good. He did all the voice acting and consulted on a few things. And it is a really solid game. I feel bad that people skipped over it, but it, you know, you play as Riddick, you're in Butcher Bay, and your whole mission here is to escape. And you kind of do. So then they put you in, like, double max, and you kind of do, and they put you in triple max, and then they freeze you, and all this stuff happens. And, yeah, for anybody who says there's not good movie franchise games, they've never played this one. This is not only one of the best prison games, but also one of the best tie-ins to a movie and everything. It's just really, really great and solid. I want to say maybe it's reverse compatible at this point. I know they kind of did a remake and updated it and stuff, but yeah, if you didn't play it, it was Xbox exclusive, as far as I know, which is sad. For you PlayStation people. But it also had Ron Perlman in it. I mean, it was just delightful and really, really, really great. But you can't talk prisons and video games. And I was not going to talk about it. I was going to try to, but it's a disservice because I wanted to focus on it a little bit more on Wednesday when we talk comics. But Batman Arkham Asylum, that game is almost perfect. I mean, it holds a Guinness World Record for the most critically acclaimed superhero game ever made. It spawned a whole franchise. We got to see all the people that we talk about on DC Animated Adventures on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Check out that show. That was a plug. Come back, you know, Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill, everybody like that. It's so amazing and so good. And where, you know, Riddick was a great tie-in, it really is the best superhero game. As much as I love some of the old Spider-Man games on Dreamcast, and I hate how good the new Spider-Man game looks, this game is phenomenal. There's just so much going on, and I love Arkham City and Arkham Knight, but this first one, you know, really set the stage, and it's wonderful. If you were living under a rock for some reason and didn't play it, they have re-released it with Arkham Asylum and Arkham City on a two-disc thing that's been remastered for PS4 and Xbox One. And you're missing out if you haven't played it. I mean, this is one of those, outside of like Halo and GoldenEye and things like that, you know, this is one of the most important and influential games in modern history. I really think you can make a point for. It's just delightful. The controls, I don't know why I'm on a delightful kick today. The controls are so solid and so amazing, and you actually do detective work, and you actually solve stuff, and then you also punch people in the face, and there's all these characters and everything, and it's just almost a perfect game. If not perfect, almost perfect game. But, you know, it's not the only one. Dungeons, you know, prisons and dungeons to me are a little bit different. I feel like a dungeon is a little more medieval and creepy crawly and filled with scurvy and things. But dungeons are important to video games too. You know, dungeon crawlers is a whole subcategory of itself, and I just wanted to, you know, focus on that for a few minutes, because if we're talking prisons, dungeons are prisons, and RPGs, especially early RPGs, and even more recent, we've seen a renaissance in it of these dungeon crawlers. You know, you go through from room to room trying to get your way out, and you fight these different monsters, different bad guys, and everything. So to me, dungeons are a little more open than prisons, and they're not as well guarded, I guess. But whether, you know, it is like Dungeon or Zelda, all these games, or more recently, well, still Zelda or Dark Souls, Darksiders, things like that, all these games come from Dungeons and Dragons. You know, that's where they took their influence, because tabletop gaming, card gaming, stuff like that was always something really prominent in nerd culture. And the early game developers took it and made it into video games. And of course it was a hit, because why wouldn't it be? You know, if you have a formula, we always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it translated really well. So dungeons are just as important in games as prisons, but like I said, we really wanted to focus on prisons this week because of the best deal. Let us know. What do you think, though? Are you a fan of dungeon crawlers? Personally, I'm not. I just, a little too repetitive, a little too frustrating in some cases. But you can let us know either in comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even YouTube. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also, whatever format you're listening to us on, make sure to click that little subscribe button. That way you not only get The Night Nerd, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, Family Sounds, and DC Animated Adventures. So lots of great shows for you coming out. Just click a button and you get them all for free, and we really do appreciate it. If you want to talk more, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing from everybody. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.